myself. I walk across the hot rocks. Flat.
What are you
I'm mostly
about?
Self. Or me.
What?
Evaporate. Earth is desolate. Far life is done. Millions now living will never die. Billions now living are dead. Are dead.
The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society. Airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Tell you what I want.
That's it for this installment of Audible Sounds. Thank you all so much for listening right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to Viva Lamarck on WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Thank you.
Skrull wrapping up that set of music with their song Rot, originally released back in 1990. Pulled that one, actually, that version off of a nature film, which came out back in the late 1990s. Before the Skrull, Matthew Sweet put out an album in 2021 called Cat's Paw. That was the first single, Stars Explode. Also, some NXS. Went back to Shabu Shaba for Don't Change, and I start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and people call me the Mockster, so yes, my name is Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me for this hour of fun-filled musical surprises. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Fun-filled musical surprises. For example, this was a musical surprise to me, the Mockster, because I didn't even know this came out. But usually around this time of year, you'll hear me play the Pez Band in a song called Baby, It's Cold Outside. So an obscure power pop band with a wonderful power pop song. And then the Mockster discovered just recently the Flash Cubes dared to do that song. And they do a wonderful version of it. So as you look at your thermometer and you go, baby, it's cold outside, Flash Cubes are here to remind you, baby, it's cold outside.
I can take it no more. It's bad, little girl, what we're headed for. Final bow. Well, I know the secret. I ain't gonna keep it. I'll put it to
and do the cha-cha twist. Cha-cha-cha. Tear this house down. Tear this house down, yeah, cha-cha-cha, oh, baby, cha-cha-cha.
Sometime one thing leads to another. I know was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day, passed like a cloud. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Out loud in a crowd. It's not my place to know what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who are you then? Who are you now? Well, common labor by night, by day highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder that I sit on the bed, look at the sky. Up in the sky. Talk of the time. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. You've changed,
you've changed
your place in this world.
You've changed,
you've changed your place in this world. Oh, but it's hard to live by the rules. I never could and still never do. The rules and such never bothered you. You call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from the distance and go back to my room. You'll never know. In this world.
Oh, she goes. She'll make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
Some Flaming Lips for you from their Transmissions from the Satellite Heart album. And she don't use jelly. Hey, before the Flaming Lips, went back to 1981. Yeah, the Pretenders and their Pretenders 2 album gave us Talk of the Town. Chrissy Hynde, a very strong rock and roll female voice from the Midwest, Ohio-based. And before that, speaking of a strong rock and roll voice from the Midwest, from Detroit, the Detroit Cobras, off their 1998 release, Baby with a Cha-Cha Twist. Sadly, we lost the voice of the Detroit Cobras recently. Rachel Nagy passed away. You know, she founded the band back in 1994. As I mentioned, 1998 is when that Play album came out with that song on that. And that song, Cha-Cha Twist, originally recorded and written by Hank Ballard back in 1959. But in tribute to us losing Rachel, I wanted to make sure I threw that in the set for today's show. Hey, before the Detroit Cobras, the Flash Cubes, with a little help from Mimi Batinas, doing the Pez Band's Baby, It's Cold Outside, because you know what, baby? It is cold outside, and figured that'd be an appropriate song to throw in there. You know what? You know what will warm you up, though? Pizza. And that's why Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. But they offer more than just pizza. They have hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, they don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough, and they are committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. Learn more at SPACbrothers.com or call them up at 412-362-SPAC. That's SPACbrothers.com, 412-362-7725. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s? Well, if you don't, good news is Jay Thurber does. And he does a little show on Saturdays here on WRCT called Radio 9. So say, okay, Gen Xer, and listen to a mix of old songs and new songs and a bunch of snark. Again, that's Saturdays from noon to 3 here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WRCT. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Moxer. You can reach me by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's my contact information. Reach out. Give me a request for a future show. Just say hi. Tell me a fun story. It doesn't matter. It's you and me hanging out, chilling, like we're doing right now. Hey, speaking of oldies and Jay Thurber. Yeah, Uncle Jay Thurber. He's an oldie himself. But speaking of Radio 9, let's go back just a couple days, a couple months, a couple years. No, a couple decades for the Trogs with A Girl Like You.
I want to spend my life with a girl like you.
Jingle, jangle, morning, I'll come following you. Marshall Crenshaw wrapping up that set of music with his version of Buddy Holly's Crying, Waiting, Hoping here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before Marshall Crenshaw, that was Soul Asylum doing their version of To Sir With Love, recorded live back on December 3rd of 1992. Yeah, pushing 30 years on that one, recorded live at Liberty Lunch in Austin, Texas. Played that in tribute to Sir Sidney Poitier, who passed away at the age of 94 recently. Mando Richard from Whiskey Before Breakfast reached out after his passing and said, "Moxter, you got to do something." And I'm like, "I got something in planned. I do. And that was it. That Soul Asylum version of To Sir With Love. The Birds in that set of music with Mr. Tambourine Man. Start off the entire set with some Trogs. And With a Girl Like You. We got about 20 more minutes in this hour of the Viva La Mach radio program. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with me. Don't forget, you can drop me an email if you feel like it, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I've heard reports that soon, very soon, the phone lines here at WRCT are going to be fixed. And when that happens, the Mockster will take live phone calls again. I know. Stay on the edge of your seat for that one. Live requested phone calls. But until then, right now, we have these requests that I play at a later date via the electronic mail and all that good stuff. And speaking of requests, years ago, and here's the thing. My brain remembers weird things. I don't know if you figured that out in just some of the stories I tell you. But, like, little things will jog my memory. Years ago, I did get a request, and the request was for something off of the Bachelor Party soundtrack. And my brain just started moving around because as I'm talking about and celebrating people who recently passed, Dallas Frazier recently passed. And I'm going to have a song of his later in another hour of my show, but... He also has writing credits of a song that the Hollywood Argyles put out, a young Kim Foley in that band. But on the Bachelor Party soundtrack, Darlene Love does a cover of that song. Totally forgot about it until a few minutes ago, and I'm like, I better play that. We'll be right back.
now it's time to hear a band. So move your feet and clap your hands. But we would like to know one thing before we get down and start saying, hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Well, we listened to the radio, but Dee Dee was much too slow. So we looked around, and what do you know? We ran across WAMO. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Well, we aren't Parliament Funkadelic, and we aren't British or psychedelic. We're the cardboards, and we do what we do. But here's one thing we want to know from you. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Well, the man who used to be a disco, just like in New York and Frisco. We know the floor can take the heat, so why don't you all move your feet? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? I'm gonna get down to the animal mellow, may do a little scat like Ella Fitzgerald. See if I can rap and put it to death. So am I live or remember it? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Lady Harry thinks that she is groovy with lyrics right out of a Japanese movie. And as for us, I think we'll pass. We look for the brains and not just the ass. Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws on? Hey, everybody throws up. How come no one ever throws down? Get down!
Yeah.
Buggles wrapping up that set of music with Clean Clean here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, that's the same group that brought you Video Killed the Radio Star. In fact, Video Killed the Radio Star was released as a single in September of 1979, and then the full album came out, The Age of Plastic, released on January 10th of 1980, and many, many critics actually put that in their top 100 of best new wave albums of all time. Buggles, also, if you were unfamiliar with the Buggles, they essentially were Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs. And you're like, well, wait, Jeff Downs? Trevor Horn? Yeah. Jeff Downs, he played with Yes, he played, and he was also in Asia, he was. And Trevor Horn went on and produced, like, Seal and a bunch of stuff like that. And Trevor played with Yes a little bit as well. And so think about that. Those worlds colliding. Or not. Hey, before the Buggles, while I am buggling you. Was it funny? I don't know. What else? Oh, Falco. Played some Falco in there with Vienna Calling. Then I had to play the Cardboards. Yeah, Pittsburgh's own Cardboards with Bill's Rap. Because I have to keep making these announcements. Sadly, we lost Bill Board of the Cardboards. Yeah, real name was Bill Von Hagen. He was 66 years old, and he had been falling on some hard times, some ill health, I should say. And if you look up the Post-Gazette, Scott Mervis did a wonderful little article obituary on Bill recently. So if you just Google that, you can read a little bit more about Bill and his influence on the Pittsburgh punk scene. He was in the very second punk band Pittsburgh had, called The Puke, in the 70s, and then went on to form the Cardboards, you know, the ultimate new wave band of Pittsburgh, and eventually was an early member of the Cynics. Yeah, so, but outside of that, he was a computer programmer, a software engineer, and if you look at his publications that he did regarding that element of his life, some people might argue that is more influential than what he brought to the Pittsburgh music scene. So that's a hard argument, because I think he brought a lot to the Pittsburgh music scene, and we will definitely miss Bill, and I will cherish my Cardboards album that I do have in my collection. Before the Cardboards, start off the entire set with Darlene Love, went to the Bachelor Party soundtrack for her version of Alley-Oop, a song written by Dallas Frazier, who passed away recently as well. That gets us here. Yeah, we are approaching the top of the hour. Before we even think of getting to the top of the hour, I do want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the United States, including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. Now, keep in mind, as this pandemic has not gone away, they need your help more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. And you can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, including me, the Mockster. Yeah, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you tune in and hang out with me. Whether you're at work or in your car or working from home, maybe you work out of your car. I don't know what you're doing, but you've got it tuned here to 88.3 FM, or you're listening online at wrct.org, and I greatly appreciate it.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone. But some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it.